Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basto left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventure. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basto in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, since to my countryman Pasquale is bringing me over from Italy a year and a half ago, I'm going to learn to act like a real American. All day long, I'm a chew gum. I'm going to never see a movie without eating a popcorn. And when I'm going to buy a newspaper, first thing I'm reading is a Dick Tracy. I'm even getting used to the fast life here. Yes, everything I hear is a fast. The speed, the speed, the speed. Even the things that they sell, they got a whiz. That's the name of a candy bar. They got a Zoom. That's the name of a cereal. They got a Speed Queen. That's the name of a washing machine. Only place where they're not so fast is in a saloon. There they sell a slow gin. But I'm very happy to be in America. Even though my countryman Pasquale is a never stopper reminding me that he's a bringing me over here. And he's a never stopper trying to make me marry his fat daughter Rosa. Mamma mia, she's a fat. When a Rosa is a step on a Toledo scale, Ohio must have an earthquake. Lately, Pasquale is a try harder than ever to make me marry Rosa. He's a tell me if I marry her, he's a gonna make things lighter for me. But I'm not like that. If I'm a marry his fat daughter, it's gonna be lighter for Pasquale and a heavier for me. Anyway, Pasquale is asking me to come into his spaghetti palace about the something important. So I'm gonna walk in.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. You want to see me about something?
Luigi, my little pumpkin head. I've got something very important I want to talk to you about. If I was to ask you if you want to marry Rosa, wouldn't your answer be no?
Yes, sir.
Yes! Luigi, my son, I accept your proposal. Oh, I'm so glad you changed your mind. Kiss me.
No, don't touch you. I'm not proposing, I'm not going to.
Please, Luigi, marry Rosa.
No.
Just once.
No, Pasquale, she's too fat for me.
But Luigi, she's losing her weight. If you could see my little angel, how sweet she's looked today, you would be crazy for her. Maybe I call her, you see for yourself, huh?
No, please, Pasquale.
Luigi, just to take one look at her, do me this a favor.
Well, all right.
Good. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
She's calling me, Pasquale!
Yes, my little sparrow. Come here and say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Smells good. Luigi, don't the roses smell nice? Rosa, what have you been using?
Your aftershave lotion.
Isn't she cute? Like a father, like a daughter. Well, Luigi, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to think I'm going to let for my night to school class. Goodbye.
I wait, Luigi. There's something very important I got to tell you.
Save it, Pasquale. Right now, I'm too happy.
But
I'm free. I'm over 21 and I'm a single. What the joy? America, I love you.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Mr. Pellegrino.
Congratulations, Luigi.
Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino. Huh? Congratulations. You like a papa to me.
Oh, Luigi, hi.
Hello, Ingrid. Sano.
Congratulations, Luigi. And I hope they're all boys or girls.
Thanks, sir.
Boys or girls, sir. Congratulations, sir. Must have been some mistake.
Oh, well, from ocean to ocean, I give my little
All right, class, quiet. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horwitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
In the belt of Abraham Lincoln, I cannot tell a lie. Present.
Mr. Schultz, George Washington said that.
Miss Spalding, you are calling Lincoln a liar?
All right, Mr. Schultz. Now, before we begin our lesson, Mr. Basco, we would all like to congratulate you.
Congratulations. What the
fuck? Luigi, don't be so bashful. We all got the invitation.
So you're finally getting married to Rosa.
What the...
Here comes the bride, all dressed in white. Here comes Luigi, the chaffinet is thine.
Where's everybody? What's the wedding? What's the invitation?
Well, we all have the same invitations, Mr. Basco. Here, I'll read it. Mr. Pasquale has the honor to announce the marriage of his daughter Rosa to Mr. Luigi Basco.
What the?
Ceremony will take place at 23 North Halstead Street.
No, stop, wait. Wait, is it not true? I'm all mixed up.
Of course you are all mixed up. Nobody ever gets married unless he's a little for shimmy.
No. No, but listen, everybody. It's a mistake, I'ma tell you. It's all a mistake.
Listen to him. Already he talks like a married man.
But a Horowitz is not the possible. I'ma never propose it to Rosa.
Luigi, what man proposes to what woman?
For one's own is right. Women are always proposing to the men. Everybody knows that. Except maybe songwriters.
Mr. Schultz, I take exception to that.
But of course, you ain't married yet. Now, everybody knows that women do the proposing. But they do it in such a sneaky way. For 3 months, the girl takes the fella around to see her father and mother. She makes him play with the neighbor's babies. She cooks him fancy meals. Her father makes a down payment on the ring. Then she kicks him from the back so he falls on his knees. Then when he says, "Will you marry me?" she says, "This is so sudden." But, people, you're not listening to me. You don't understand. I'm enough to get in a marriage.
Wait a minute. Don't back up, Luigi. Marriage is the right thing. It's not good for a man to live alone.
No, it's not good. Luigi, are we going to get dressed up for your...
Yeah.
Are you going to dance?
Are we going to dance?
No. It's not going to be. Miss Spalding, you please excuse me. I'm going to see Pasquale right now. Goodbye. Pasquale.
Now, Luigi, take easy.
Pasquale.
Luigi, remember, I'm an old man and my blood's got a lot of pressure. It's very high.
Impossible, Pasquale. You're the lowest thing that ever lived. That's the first time in my life I'm ever hear a man who should have sent out the wedding invitations without that the bridegroom should have known about it.
Oh, so that's what's bothering you. Luigi, I swear I was going to send you an invitation.
What? Who are you?
Luigi, take your hands off.
Pasquale, you cut off at that the wedding.
But Luigi, I can't. The whole neighborhood is to know about it.
That's because of your sentiment invitations. Everybody is to congratulate me.
Well, don't it feel good?
Yeah. Yeah, is it like all the fishes is congratulating a little sardine because he's going to be swallowed by the whale.
Look, Luigi, is it going to be such a beautiful wedding? Is it going to be food, a dance, and a music? 100 people.
99, I'm not going to be there.
All right, don't get married. Then what's going to happen to all those wedding presents that you cover for you?
What's a wedding present?
Come into your store, I'll show you.
Pasquale. How's it possible that people should have sent the presents so quick?
You see, your little pumpkin head, everybody's a dying to see you marry Rosa.
They're dying and it's my funeral.
Look at these presents. It must be at least a 25. Look at what you got. A clock, electric shaver, movie camera.
Mamma mia, there's a lot of presents.
That's right, my son. And they all are yours.
But, Squally, it's no use. I'm going to send all those presents back to the people who sent them to me.
What?
That's right. This Keystone movie camera, I'm going to send it back to Mr. Keystone.
Don't be stupid, Luigi. That's the name of the camera.
Well, all right. Then inside these boxes, there must be little cards telling who to send these things.
Luigi, I got bad news. Somebody has accidentally burned up all of those little cards. You can send back these presents.
Mamma mia, I'm stuck. Pasquale, I'm going to run away.
You're going to... something I'm never told you, Luigi. A law here says the aliens have got to get married a year and a half after they arrive, or they're liable to get deported.
Where, Pasquale? Where is it written as the law?
Where is it written? Is it written in no place? That's what they call the unwritten law.
Oh, no.
And another thing. Look, Luigi, if you don't marry Rosa, you violate the United States of Constitution.
Constitution?
That's right. Wedding invitations was printed in the Union of Printing Shop. And if you stop this marriage, that's a violation of freedom of the press.
Mamma mia. I'm against the written law of the Constitution, a violation of the press and all these presents are here, and I'm a no-no who to send them back to.
Yes, think hard. How is it going to look for all of your friends if you don't show up for a marriage? Rosa, to say I do, is there nobody there to do too? You to the whole of the neighborhood is a talk of how Bosco is to break a girl's heart. Walter Winchell is to get a wind, and he's to say beep 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 beep. What the fella is to walk around without the what the wife. And for this, he's to get a one of scallion. You're going to be the most unpopular fella in the whole United States.
What's Squally?
Voice of America broadcasts a snitch to Europe about you. Churchill is a Televisinski. Everybody's going to hate you. You're going to be Luigi Bosco, man without a country. Where are you going to get married?
What do you say, my child?
All right, the papa.
I'll see you continues in just a moment. But first, tomorrow night we'll bring you two truly great performances on CBS Lux Radio Theater when James Mason and Irene Dunn co-star in Anna and the King of Siam. Miss Dunn will recreate her original screen role of the British governess. CBS cordially invites you to hear these two great stars, James Mason and Irene Dunn, in Anna and the King of Siam, tomorrow, Monday night, when most of these same CBS stations bring you the Lux Radio Theater. And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma mia, it's a Saturday night for now. And in a half hour, your son, Luigi, is about to become your son-in-law. Yes, I'm getting married. I'm sorry I couldn't invite you to the wedding, but I didn't know about it myself until 2 days ago. Anyway, Mamma mia, I'm sitting in the back of my store now, in a tight tuxedo and a higher hat that Pasquale is renting for me. And I'm still just like Uncle Pietro is a goat before he gets clipped. All this time, I'm begging Pasquale to call off the wedding. But even if I'm convinced him, would still do me no good. Rosa is so happy. When she's find out I'm marry her, she'll rush over to me, open up her mouth and kiss me. Mamma mia, for a minute I thought I was going to lose my head. And yesterday, she's a sneak up behind me and a giving me a hug. Today I'm a breathing with the one lung. Mamma mia. If only was a summer way out of this.
Luigi, you look wonderful. You look beautiful there at the
Luigi, you look very fine, beautiful, just like a high-class waiter.
Yeah, like a waiter, you look.
Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino.
Luigi, you should keep a Squally store.
Oh, that's all fixed up like a Christmas tree.
Believe me, Luigi, my boy's bar mitzvah wasn't better than this.
Mr. Basco, may I offer you my congratulations?
Thank you, Mr. Spalding.
Hey, Luigi, you know who's going to marry you? A real judge.
A judge? What is this, a wedding or a traffic violation?
Oh, Polly is spending a lot of money on this wedding. He even hired Delcy Angelus to sing.
Luigi, my fellow boobie. Oh, look at you. In that tuxedo, you look good enough to be buried.
Luigi, we all are going to go back to the store now. Ceremony is a start any minute.
Don't be nervous, please.
All right, so well, goodbye, my friends, and thank you for the present.
Present? I didn't send you mine yet.
No, I didn't send mine yet.
Either. No present.
You not send the present?
No.
Must have been somebody else.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye,
everyone. So who's sending me all this present?
I don't know. But Luigi, she up. Smile. But it ain't every day in your life you get married. Thanks heaven.
Schultz, see, you don't understand. I'm another one of this marriage. But Squally has sent out all the invitations without asking me.
What?
Also, all these are presents that come from somebody I don't know who sent them and I don't know who to send them back to. I was hooked.
Luigi, you wasn't hooked. You was harpooned.
Schultz, what am I going to do?
If the super chief was running through this store right now, would I have advice for you. But don't worry, Luigi. I'm going to think of something for you.
But Schultz, is it too late?
No, maybe not. I'm in the delicatessen business, and if anybody should know how to get you out of a pickle, that's me.
Mamma mia, there it is.
Yeah, Luigi, that's for you. They are rounding chaps. Get ready to walk the last mile.
Come on, Luigi. Hey, Schultz, stop keeping him here. It's time for the bridegroom to make the entrance.
Don't worry, Luigi. I think of something to stop the wedding.
Come on, Schultz, so we get back to the store. And Luigi, you march in and look good, my son.
I'm going to try my best to pass the...
Oh, Schultz, that's the happiest day of my life. Look, the stores are beautiful, you know?
No.
What?
Look, Olsen. Here comes Luigi down the aisle.
By jumping Yemeni, he looks like a ghost at a Halloween party.
Look, Olsen, here comes Rosa.
And look at her. She's crying and Luigi's dying.
But we can be alone and faith renewed.
And if you don't stop, we're going to have another Yonktown flood.
Yeah. And find the hollows where those flowers grow.
Back to your lives, boys, the damage busted.
And now, do you, Rosa, take Luigi Basco as your lawful wedded husband to love, honor, and cherish him till death do you part?
I do.
And now, do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body. Take this woman, Rosa, as your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish, to care for her in sickness and in health, until death do you part.
Huh?
Do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body, take this woman, Rosa, as your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and protect her, to care for her in sickness and in health, until death do you part? Answer yes or no.
Judge, what's the punishment if I must say no?
90 days.
Please, do you mind the repeat of the question?
Do you, Luigi Basco, being of sane mind and sound body, take this woman, Rosa, as your lawful wedded wife, to love, honor, and protect her, to care for her in sickness and in health, until death do you part?
I do.
Good. And now, before I pronounce you man and wife, if there is anyone here who knows why this couple should not be joined together in holy matrimony, speak now or forever after, hold your peace.
Stop! They got this poor little dumb cup for shimmers. I got it 1,478 reasons why they shouldn't be married, and I'm going to give more to you right now.
Listen, the delicate test of the matter, you can't give all these reasons now.
Oh, no? Well, sit down, everybody. You're about to hear a filibuster. Reason number one. Luigi has gone out with a lot of girls whose names I'm going to quote right now from the Chicago telephone directory. Under the eight, Autolite Company. Goes out with the secretary. Ackerman Mary, 432 South Dearborn. Adler Babe, 302 Michigan. Under the assets. Quantum Chicken Company. Luigi went out with a chicken. Also, Schmidt Anna. Schmidt Alice. Schmidt Anita. Schmidt Anja. So much for his girlfriends. Now I will go into reason number two why this marriage should not take place. To illustrate my point, I shall now quote you from the Yearbook of Agriculture, 1939, chapter entitled Nutritional Requirements in the Care and Feeding of Pigs. Because the pig is a fast-growing animal.
I judge.
The great majority.
This saloon pig is a talker for 4 hours. Can't we stop with this demand?
Well, I've never heard of anything like this. It's entirely unprecedented. I really don't know what to do.
Luigi, I'm appealing to you. He's your friend. Tell him to stop.
All right, Pasquale. Sure, to stop him. Well, you see, he don't want to stop it.
Papa, can I take Luigi home now?
Mommy, I'm sorry, but I'm going to go home. 1 o'clock in the morning is enough for me to stay out.
Wait for Mrs. Pellegrino.
Pasquale, I'm speaking. You're in here stifling.
Ah, look, Infestano, wait, huh?
Since you never get married, congratulations.
Wait, don't go. Oh, what else could have happened?
Mr. Pasquale.
Yes.
About the rental of the tuxedos, they're going into overtime. There'll be another $6, and I'll take it now. All right, here. And stop perspiring so much. It shrinks the collar.
Reason number 184. Quoting from the World Almanac, United States Pension Statistics. Civil War, gorgeous America. 229.
Good night, Luigi. Good night, the Halloween.
Please, you don't. Judge.
I've said the last guest to go. What am I going to do?
Mr. Pasquale, I wish I could help you out, but I've got to leave now.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and I've got to be on the bench at 9. Goodbye.
Hey, Mr. Pasquale, those tuxedos are going into overtime again.
Stop for the clock. I'm giving them back. The wedding is off.
Ooh. Wait, sir. Pasquale, is the offer? Rusty, you hear?
The whole thing is so confusing.
All right, Luigi. You know, Mara Rosa, I'll get you some other time, and now you give me back all of them a wedding presents.
What?
That's right. I was the one who sent them all to you.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, nothing to do with Pasquale. You said I was a minor. You're taking them back is against the law.
What the law?
Well, there's nothing written on the presents. It's on the wrist of the law. Goodbye, Papa.
Hey, wait for that,
sir. Come on, Father Free. I'm over 21. I'm a single. What a joy.
Congratulations, Luigi.
America. I love you. You like a papa to me. So, Mamma Mia, I'm not to get married. But what I was went through was enough for 5 years of a married life. Schultz is a turn out to be real lifesaver. Even it's sweeter than the candy. Who would have known that he would think of this a filibuster where he's a talker for 13 hours without a stopper? Then I'ma find out his uncle was a congressman. He asked if Pasquale has tried to play mean a trick on me, but I'm getting a revenge now. Not only am I got all the presents, but I'm sitting in my store with all of the doors locked. Pasquale is a bang on the doors, and you know why? I'm still wearing that hat and that tuxedo that's costing him $2 an hour overtime. Your loving son, Luigi, the little immigrant.
And is written by Mac Benoff and Drew Denham and directed by Mac Benoff. J. Carroll Nash, who starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding. Music is under the direction of Lynn Murray. Have you had a date with my friend Irma recently? Ah, then if you haven't, life has been too normal, too dull, too orderly. Irma is pretty, Irma is blonde, Irma is just dumb enough to make life interesting for her friends and for you. Only you'll get all the laughs while her friends get all the hot water. Be sure to make a date with her for tomorrow night, for no matter how dumb she is, she's enough fun to make her show one of the top 10 on the air. You can make a date with my friend Irma over most of these same CBS stations every Monday night. And now stay tuned for It Pays to Be Ignorant, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.